This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Ocean Vuong is 28, and he's had two poems published in The New Yorker. His first poetry collection has just come out called Night Sky with Exit Wounds. Vuong was born in Vietnam, and his work is full of images of that country, although he grew up in the United States. Now he's a New Yorker, and he recently took us out to Queens to one of his favorite places there, in the neighborhood of Flushing, which is a hub for immigrants from all over Asia.
We are in the New World cafeteria in Flushing, New York, and my friends and I, my Asian friends and I joke and say this is the real Chinatown. They call it the People's Republic of Flushing. You imagine the food court of any American mall. You have, you know, Taco Bell, Wendy's, you know, except here it's like every region. There's kimchi, there's spicy pho. Dumplings are really great down there, my favorite. But I used to come here when I used to live in Flushing. It was the first place I lived in New York. It was 2008. I just asked around. I said, where can I go grocery shopping for Vietnamese food, you know, Asian food? Just a bottle of fish sauce. I'm vegetarian except for fish sauce. I can't get a fish sauce. I lose my Vietnamese part. It's almost very much like life in Vietnam. There's little malls like this with little stalls. Here you have Korean food, Vietnamese, Chinese, and not to mention the different provinces and the politics around that. I immigrated in 1990. I was 2 years old, and this place reminds me of my childhood, growing up in Hartford, Connecticut, living in a one-room, one-bedroom apartment with seven of my family members who initially immigrated with me, most of whom were women. And essentially, the apartment, it was a small Vietnamese village. English was not spoken, and they were all illiterate. Like down there, there's a noodle shop. These little stalls, you know. And so when I grew up, I started reading books at the kitchen table. We didn't have a desk, the dining table, that was it. When I started writing, that became my desk. And I would always be surrounded by the women who cooked, and the smells and the gossip, the stories that they would tell while they were cooking. And that's where you get the fresh basil and cilantro. They were all poets. They just didn't write it down, you know. And when I would read, my mother would come and look over my shoulder and she'll say, "Tại sao nhìn giống kiến quá vậy con? Con đọc mà hiểu được không? Mẹ nhìn thấy giống kiến quá." She said, "They look just like ants. What do you get out of it? It looks like a bunch of dead ants. Don't your eyes hurt?" Right? And I couldn't explain it to her. How do I explain to someone who has never read? And quite frankly, they do look like dead ants. But this for me, when I got here in 2008, I was just so happy to find this place. I couldn't believe it existed, you know, because even in Hartford, there was only two Vietnamese, two Asian grocery stores. And that's where, you know, I remember my mom and I would shop as slowly as we can in the tiny little store just so we can hear, you know, hear the gossip of the, between the aisles and, you know, check up on people back in the old country. And so we would shop very slowly. You see the beef over there smoking up the steaks, and after a while you start smelling that. And the ducks, you know, you can almost tell when the duck skin gets crispy at the rotisserie over there, it starts to change. And all of a sudden the air gets richer, a little more pungent when they put the garlic and ginger on. It's actually quite great to be here when it's really busy, because you see all the energy and the shouting. People argue and gossip, you know, and I would just read here. I would just take out a book, you know, like this, and I would just pretend that I was back in that kitchen in Hartford with my family. You can sit here for hours without hearing a lick of English. Me, as a Vietnamese person, I don't understand completely what they're saying, but I've always felt, you know, estranged as an immigrant in America. But here it's like another level where you are estranged within people who are also estranged. Roland Barthes, the French philosopher, says, if you do not have a language, you must steal it as men steal bread. And that's perfect. In a way, I was sitting here borrowing and stealing language, trying to find a little piece of home.
Ocean Vuong talking about the New World Cafeteria. You can find the address at newyorkerradio.org. And if you got a little hungry hearing about the crispy duck skin, among other things, I'll meet you there in an hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.